Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. So today, we're joined once again by our biologist, Karen.
Hi, I'm Karen Kalamek. It's great to be here again.
And Karen's going to tell us a little bit about how her teaching has changed over time.
Yeah, Steph. Most of you probably remember some of your college professors, and hopefully you had some really great ones, at least back in the day when I was in school, you know. And I was a college professor. Nobody teaches you how to teach. You go from doing research and all of a sudden you're in front of a classroom. And so we all tended to mimic whatever we had seen. And sometimes I remember some of my favorite professors were, you know, they weren't that animated in front of the classroom, but just they were so nice outside the classrooms. Other times they were real show people. And so there were a lot of different styles, but they were all sort of embedded in basic lecture. How about you?
Yeah. You know, I pretty much sat in a class and people lectured. And I took notes.
So over time, when I was a college professor in Minnesota, I wanted to change that. And so they did have a center for teaching and learning there where you could have students come in and sit in your class and work on things. And so I got more into, in a big lecture class, actually having students do things at their seats and doing little group discussions, which I thought really broke things up. So I thought I was a little bit of ahead of the curve. But then some years went by and I ended up teaching at the Exploratorium. And now I realize that even if I went back to teach college, I would do things just incredibly differently, just incredibly differently. You know, when I first started just seeing the way to just guide people, the way to guide people to their own learning was really powerful because I was experiencing that myself for one of the first times, just people asking me questions, not giving me information, not being the font of all knowledge that is given down from on high, but asking questions that made me think. And I loved it. I loved it so much, I think I adapted it pretty well and adopted it very quickly. And so now I feel like in just about any aspect of my life, I don't feel like a teacher. I feel like a guide. I find myself even in tide pools. I live near some tide pools in San Mateo County, and I'll be out there just doing my own thing, and I'll see families or individuals, and they'll be looking at something, asking somebody, well, what is that an animal or is that a plant? And I'm not a docent there, but I'll just say, well, look, let's try doing this. Can we just try poking that? Is it going to move? Oh, and does movement mean, does that mean it's a plant? Does that mean it's an animal? And I just find myself guiding people rather than giving information. And that's what I like doing best at the Exploratorium, to be able to watch people ask questions or be a little confused, but not to just tell them an answer, but to prompt them with something that makes them think and engages their brain. When they figure it out, and then to see that look of just supreme pleasure on their face, I feel like it really supports their love of learning, and that maybe in some cases they haven't had a lot of opportunity to learn in this manner, to take responsibility for their own learning, to realize they can figure things out themselves with a little guidance.
You know, I know it can be a real challenge for teachers too to teach this way, because we're taught as teachers that we're the people with the answers. And so when people ask us questions, we just naturally want to be able to give them the answer. How do you deal with that?
That's a tough one. It really is. And so I feel like I model things quite well in my classes with teachers, because I say, I don't know a whole lot. And sometimes I think it's very empowering for people to hear someone who's, you know, a scientist, has a doctorate, and, you know, spent a lot of years doing research and this, to actually say that. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity to learn something. It's just not worth feeling bad about. There's just too many things to know in the world. And especially now with the internet, it is certainly easier to find things out. That provides a great opportunity for a teacher and class to learn together on things. So I would encourage teachers and anybody out there to never be afraid to say, boy, I don't know that. That is a great question. Let's see what we can figure out together.
Do you find that students get a little frustrated because they're used to getting the answer?
You know, sometimes I have had even teachers in the classroom sometimes say, no, just tell us the answer. I mean, they're really kind of joking because we have such a good rapport. But sometimes it gets a little hard if you've been like really forced to think all day long. But I still like to do that. And there's certainly some cases where you do have to just tell things. It's not, you know, if I wanted people to do a DNA extraction from their cheek cells, it wouldn't be very safe for me to just throw out the various chemicals and say, oh, play around with that. That could get very, very frustrating. So there's definitely a time for being instructive. There's a time when, yes, I probably do know more things because I've studied it longer, and it's not easy to always guide somebody to asking their own questions and figuring their things out. But a variety of teaching styles is really important, and I just really think any opportunity anybody has in any context to be a guide where you ask leading questions, where you provide maybe just a little piece of information, get them going, just to see the look of delight on people's faces when they figure things out for themselves. And it's just, well, it just does my heart good, and I think it's one of the best feelings in the world. And then I hope that they go on and ask their own questions and love learning for the rest of their lives.
Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chastine. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.